Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Doing good. How's your week?
It's going pretty well. It's going kind of quick, actually, with the New Year's thing. We're on Thursday already, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Did you participate in New Year's?
We did participate, all of us, to a degree, yes.
I'm not going to lie. On New Year's, we were all sitting around, though, and we're just like, we're more excited for the game tomorrow night. We wanted to just get through New Year's to watch you guys beat Detroit.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, it was a night game the next day, so did you sleep in or...
Oh, we were ready. We were up early, ready to go.
Yeah, it was
kind of... Did you bang pots and pans?
No, I was sleeping.
You didn't keep up the West Allis tradition?
No, unfortunately not.
How about you?
Oh, gosh.
Did you go in Detroit? Did you go out on your balcony at the hotel and bang anything out and make some noise out there?
No, I did not. I worked till about 11 o'clock, you know, Eastern time, and I went to bed, so...
How long of a day is that on Sunday then, when you have to wait till 7:30 at night to play? Is that kind of a long day, or do you fill it up with a lot of different things?
Well, it's a long day because you know, still get up at the same time, and I tried something new. I tried to take a nap in the afternoon, and you know, but that didn't really work out very well because the Sunday night games are, like you said, it's just forever. You know, you're in the hotel all day. You know, we have meetings and walkthroughs today in the morning. But yes, it's a very long day. Yeah.
Do you guys have to check out of the hotel, or do they let you stay till like 4 o'clock?
Yes, we have a late checkout.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't shove you like they don't shove you in a hospitality room.
No, they're staying outside your room. They're ready to clean it, but it's okay.
They make you bring all your bags into one room, and there are like 3 bottles of water in it, and sort of a shower that you could maybe freshen up if you need to. You know, just in case you guys want to use the pool before you leave.
Yeah. No, not really.
So
it's a pretty seamless operation. They treat us very well.
It was a great win on Sunday night, but a few injuries came out of that game. Defensively, secondary-wise, how are we looking this weekend?
Well, we're working through it. I mean, it's you know, it's going to take the whole week to work it out. So I'll have to let you know by probably Sunday.
Could you let me know sometime during the day so I kind of have a feel for it? I mean, that'd be great.
Don't you have you don't do the pregame no more?
Yes, I'll be out there, my friend. In the it's going to be 10 degrees on Sunday, so not too bad. But I'll be out there conducting business right before you start the game. So
yeah, I bet you only did the preseason games when it was warm. That's good to see you suck.
Seriously, I've been there for like 8 weeks, Coach. Every game, I'm there. Okay.
You're a stud, Murph. Well. I don't care what they say about it.
Now it's time to dig deep in the second season.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, he's a grinder.
Second season for you, Coach. One game season, but and this is going to sound like I'm blowing smoke, but I think it's the strength of your coaching
staff.
Yeah, go ahead. Just blow
some
smoke.
There hasn't been a whole lot of that this year. You can change it up.
I really do. I do honestly believe it is one of the greatest strengths of your coaching staff as a whole that you treat every game of the season as a one-game season. You're never looking at the Super Bowl right now. You got to beat the Giants. It's one at a time all the way through. And I think it's a reason why you're standing where you are today as a division champion.
Well, Nick, that sounded great. But I don't know if you realize, we were 4-6, so we've been in a one-game season.
Right.
For a while, yeah.
Month and a half. So, yeah. I mean, it's prepared us for this. But it's definitely something you can carry forward. The reality is, you know, what is playoff football? It's still football once we get to Sunday, but it's about the details, and that's what we're really grinding on as a staff and with the players, because you know, this is our 17th game plan we put in, and you know, we have a process, and we've been on this playoff type schedule just as far as how we operate Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for 4 or 5 weeks now. So we know there's a routine to it, so that's all in place, but we need to hunker down on the details, and the details are really about what we're going to do as opposed to who we're playing.
You know, they've got some weapons on that team that can hurt you and hurt you kind of quick, don't they?
Definitely. No, it's a very talented football team. It's they're very well coached. I mean, there's a number of guys on the staff. You know, obviously Ben McAdoo, a lot of guys on the staff that you know I know very well. So it's going to be a challenge, and they're healthy, and they have a lot of continuity, and you can see their improvement from when we played them earlier in the year.
You're getting guys back a little bit. It looks like J.C. Tretter is going to be back this weekend. And Randall Cobb, we're going to see him finally after a couple of weeks. Is that true?
Well, they're definitely making progress. I hope so. I mean, it's, you know, you have a number of guys that I really don't know. We're going to practice in pads today. So today's usually a pretty good indicator where guys are.
You going to freeze them out today, Coach, in practice?
We're going to go outside and practice in the elements. We're going to do everything inside that we have to, just you know, based on our drill work and so forth, because you know, we have I think 50 yards out there. The outside field is heated, so we'll go outside for the team periods and do the field goal protection ball drills and things like that. So, yeah, we'll get out for probably half the practice.
Nice. Separate the men from the boys today.
That's real football.
That's right.
Packer football.
That's right. That's right.
Just
right.
How we like it, isn't it, Coach?
We love it. This is the way it's supposed to be played.
That's right.
All right, and then, of course, my hard-hitting question. I thought long and hard about this one. Coach, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
I called it. Do you have toppings? Do you prefer any toppings?
No, I'm a post-dinner one scoop of vanilla type of guy. Clean the palate.
Clean the palate.
It's a little late, but the process. I'm simple.
And one scoop, you're going with that? One scoop?
Yeah, that's usually what I get.
Okay. All right.
We don't all have six scoops like you.
Everything in moderation there, Diet Boy.
I can't stop at one scoop, I got to be honest.
Hence your lifestyle change here in 2017.
That's true. That's true. My friend, get us a win on Sunday. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, you bet. Have a great week.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.